Good evening, Hutton Truckers everywhere, and welcome to this week's edition of Hutton Orbital Live with me, Dick Chafing,
and the most excellent Philip Oliver Holtz.
We're back! And of course, in tonight's news, the Hutton Orbital Radio Rescue Report.
Lumen drags us down again.
Cannon's ship set sail.
Flat Galaxists in surprise admission.
A wolf in sheep's clothing, or a change of heart. In a dramatic rescue attempt last weekend, the Hutton Truckers, the amazing Hutton Truckers, mounted a bid to save their radio team. Yay! The Hot Pit team. Yay. And the Tech Monkey. Boo. From the clutches of the dastardly Don Antonacci at his base in the Wolf 359 system. Shortly before last week's radio show, a Clipper surrounded by a supported of It was big enough to be a Clipper, was supported by a wing of rather terrifying spiky-looking cobras with prickly bits on the outside. Dr. Hutton broke into the studio, gaffer-taped my mouth shut, and bungled the bag over my head. From the screams near me, I could tell they were doing really bad things to the Hot Pit team. Flossie and Witherspoon escaped unhurt, but my co-presenter Rudolph Hucker and I were bundled in the back of the Clipper and flown to Vert's Progress. Vert's Progress being a reasonably nice place if you happen to be invited. Not so good when you're dragged there. 1 billion credits was demanded for our release. As ever, Hutton doesn't negotiate with Kimora, and we assembled a crack team under the guidance of Commander Flossie to save us. After a firefight in the skies over Vert, a number of embarrassing SRV collisions, a couple of wrong turns, and a rather embarrassed Commander Massey, who, having been part of the rescue team, promptly found himself being rescued as well from the smashed chassis of his SRV. The Hutton team bundled us into their craft and blasted out for space in safety. It was only then that they realized they had forgotten something. Rudolph Hucker. We received a plaintive message from within the base that he had gone back for his mug and somehow missed the boat. To our knowledge, he's still hiding in the ceiling ducts of the station, and the Dawn has doubled the defenses and dispatched drones to destroy our poor presenter. Anyone in the area, could you please go back for Rudolph? Mike Oxlong's great, and Philip Overholt is a very caring lover, but it's just not the same as Rudolph Hucker.
Thank you for the kind words, Dick. Unlike the other factions in Lumen, we're not going to drag this one out. But yet again, we've been drawn into a pointless war by the Lumenites. We could call them names, we could send in the heavy guns, but honestly, Lumen, give it a rest. We weren't even trying to take over. So this is a message to Lumen 16. You do it again, chaps, and we'll be heading over there with a bunch of burly-looking bastards with a bad habit of bashing things and a fixation with fighting after a gin or two and doing our best to take over. Consider yourselves warned. Oh, and whilst you're at it, get the kettle on.
Cannon Interstellar have now set sail in their new science ship, the Genosis. With work completed over a week ago now, the drives have been powered up, the landing craft Barnacle Bill has been docked, the biscuits have been loaded, the ship wrapped in tinfoil, and the science has begun. Their first mission, to try and find the smoking gun, pointing at smoking GNU. I seem to have installed my autocorrect glasses. Their first mission to try and find the smoking glue, pointing at who attacked those big ships out in the Pleiades and left them. I'm sorry. I'll say it again. I've now corrected my autocorrect. It was, in fact, they are looking for the smoking gun. The one that shot green shit at federal ships in the Pleiades. Was it the passing space flower? Was it the Empire? Was it something else entirely? And the giant flowering space cactus was an innocent observer? Only time will tell, but we can confirm that Dr. Arkonin, his assistant Chart, and Miss Featherstone, and her asp, and of course the private Dick, will be aboard and decoding the puzzle.
In an astonishing change of heart, the Society of Flat Galaxists, a subsect of the Mad Monks of Van Manen's Star, have admitted that the galaxy that they claim to be flat is in fact a little less flat and a little more fat than they claimed. They've done measurements, and while still maintaining that all the stars you see in the distance are in fact painted on some sort of imaginary skybox, making it look like you're surrounded by other galaxies, nebula, stars, and black holes, the only way they could make their theory work is if the galaxy is a little thicker than they thought. Sort of saucer-shaped, like an alien ship. Apparently, the revelation came to them during one particularly interesting abduction with bonus probing and strange sounds. So, remember, the sky is a box, stars are painted on, everything saucer-shaped, and fat is the new flat. They're cracked.
And finally tonight, believe it or not, when it comes to leopard spots, a wolf who loved nothing more than the odd pot shot has decided he'd rather not. There are rumors that the bubble in the bubble, and there are rumors that the bubble-renowned pirate, the evil Gluttony Fang, has had a change of heart. The now former PR officer for the Code has had a bit of a falling out with Majin Vash and the Black Avenger, and he isn't talking to Mr. Spoonzy anymore. And as a result, has handed in his eye patch, hung up his hook, put away his wooden leg, and declared that he'd far rather be doing something else instead. Alvin has extended the paw of friendship and offered a place within the Hutton Truckers. We're led to believe that there are concerns about fifth columning, which is something to do with Trojan horses, turned coats, which is fine if they're reversible, and double dealing, double agent, double crosses. However, Mr. Fang has lodged assurances with Alvin's office that he's indeed genuine and would love to lend a hand, with only a little bit of yar and some occasional shivering timbers. We're hoping for a broadcast from the hirsute dog, no not that one, the other one, the one with the hairy underneath and a big scary teeth, in the near future, but as ever, a warm Hutton welcome to anyone who wants to be a badass mother trucker, and significantly warmer one to anyone who attacks us. A cold shoulder to the SDC and the EDF though. Boo, 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 boo. And that, my dear truckers, was the latest news. Still no news on Rudolph, but lucky for us, we have a little bit of a hot pit. We have a big Witherspoon, a fluffy Flossie full of facts, and maybe a gingery bit of Hober. So do make sure you stay tuned for no more. Of course, I would like to say a huge thank you to Philip for stepping in at the last minute. I hope you've had a wonderful time in the studio tonight.
I have, and it's wonderful to be out and away from that damn prison we were stuck in.
Yeah, it was, honestly, it makes Cubicle 3 look like a play park.